The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, folks, this is a time to be LTDs. Listen, think, discern. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live, and that's what we're all about here, being LTDs, listening, thinking, and discerning. Welcome. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The President of the United States ordered a military strike against a top Iranian commander who was in Iraq. He was at the Baghdad airport, and that's where the airstrike a drone fired, well, one or two drones fired, I think, a total of three missiles. And those that were hit were killed. They were obliterated. Now, this is serious stuff, folks. And I just want to make that clear. I have an opinion on it. I'll share that with you in just a moment. But before I get to my opinion, my plea is, think, discern, listen. Now, overall, I think the decision was a correct decision. I think it was, and I'll share with you why I believe it's a right decision. I do have primarily one concern about the way it was handled, but overall, I think the president was justified and our government was justified in carrying out this action. But I tuned in first thing this morning to a well-known nationally syndicated talk show host. And I mean, the dust has barely settled. This just happened last night, American time. This early this morning, we knew very, very few details, very few details. And yet this talk show host was basically said, well, if Trump did it, it's got to be great. If Trump did it, it's got to be wonderful. And I want the whole world to know that I support the president. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Time out. Wait. I have warned about this. This unconditional loyalty, blind loyalty to anyone is dangerous. And we in the Christian community should remember we are not blindly loyal to anyone other than Jesus. Now, that may make some of you upset, and if so, I am sorry you're upset, but it's true. I support most of what Donald Trump has done since he has been president. I have been an active supporter of the president. But I don't owe blind loyalty to anyone. And when I heard this, my first response was not, well, if Donald Trump did it, it's got to be right. But listen to me. That kind of attitude is unbelievably dangerous. Now, if after analyzing it, looking at the facts, you come to the conclusion that the president's decision was right, great, wonderful. But use the brain that God has given you before you come to that conclusion. No president is infallible. That was one of the criticisms we had of Democrats when Obama was president. Well, if Obama did it, it's got to be right. What? And conservatives sat back and criticized the Democrats. What do you mean if Obama did it, it's got to be right? Don't you people think? Don't you people have brains? Well, that's what a lot of people are saying about us right now. Don't you people have brains? Don't you think for yourself? All right. I didn't mean to spend that much time on that, but it's just it deeply concerns me when we see blind loyalty to anyone other than Jesus. All right. Now, to this attack. Let's look at the U.S. response to this. This is from an official Pentagon statement last evening, and I quote, and again, this is an official statement from the U.S. Pentagon. At the direction of the president, the U.S. military has taken decisive defensive action to protect U.S. personnel abroad by killing Qassem Soleimani. And I probably slaughtered that name, but I think everybody else is as well. The Pentagon statement went on. This strike was aimed at deterring future Iranian attack plans, adding that the United States would continue to take necessary action to protect Americans and interests around the world. This is an official statement from U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper. Quote, General Soleimani was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq and throughout the region. General Soleimani and his Quds force were responsible for the deaths of hundreds of American and coalition service members and the wounding of thousands more. He had orchestrated attacks on coalition bases in Iraq over the last several months, including the attack on December 27th, culminating in the death and wounding of additional American and Iraqi personnel. General Soleimani also approved the attacks on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad that took place this week. So those are at least a portion of the official statements from the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, and the official statement from the Pentagon. I agree with that. Soleimani was a very, very, very bad man. If we were right, if we were justified in taking out al-Baghdadi, and if you'll remember, Republicans and Democrats alike congratulated the president when al-Baghdadi was killed. He was an internationally known terrorist who was responsible for the killing of Americans as well as many others. From everything I can read, everything I can gather, this guy was just as bad, if not worse. He was a terrorist. And here is something that I have not seen reported by anybody. It's unusual that I see something that no one else did. But if it's true that this guy orchestrated the attack on the U.S. embassy earlier in the week, remember that? And I mistakenly reported on the day that happened that they really didn't breach the embassy. They did. They breached the embassy, got into the reception room, and destroyed a significant portion of the U.S. embassy in Iraq. None of our personnel were hurt because they retreated to armored safe rooms. And so they were safe. No one was hurt. And we can thank God for that. Now, listen to me carefully. An embassy is technically the actual soil and ground of the country that is represented by that embassy. If you go to Washington, D.C., and you walk into the Italian embassy, technically, literally, and legally, when you walk in the front door, you leave American soil, and you arrive on Italian soil. That is a little chunk of Italy. The same with the German embassy or any other embassy. This is recognized legally around the world. An embassy is the actual soil of that country. Now, if this General Soleimani orchestrated the attack on our embassy, the grounds were breached, that was an act of war. That was an attack on American soil. Yeah, it was in Baghdad, Iraq, but that's American soil. That was an act of war. And with that in mind, the president had every right to retaliate and take this guy out because, in essence, war was declared on America because our embassy was attacked. Now, if this had been just a bunch of rogue protesters, that would have been different. But from everything we can gather, this was an orchestrated, planned attack by this commander from Iran. So, in other words, this was an Iranian attack on American soil. It could and should be considered an act of war. So, the big question is, how is Iran and other countries going to respond? Will there be an attempt to retaliate? Of course there will. Of course there will. And we are going to have to be incredibly diligent in the days ahead because the Iranians are not going to take this lying down. That's why I say very extremely significant decision. Did it show bravery on the part of our president? I think so. I think so. However, I'd love to hear from you, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. President Barack Obama believed with all of his heart that General Soleimani, that was taken out in the attack yesterday, was a terrorist and probably should be killed. George W. Bush believed the same thing. But both Bush and Obama, in consultation with their military leaders, decided the risk was too great, and they feared what would happen if this prominent Iranian general was taken out. Donald Trump decided that he would not be held back by fear, and he took him out. Right decision, wrong decision? I think we're going to have to wait and see. But I've got Al in Westerville who has some thoughts on the matter. Al, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks.
You know, this reminds me of a rerun of 1979 in Tehran, which I was intimately involved with, and I'll tell you sometime over coffee, Bob. In 79, our president, Jimmy Carter, was weak, and he was appeased, and he ended up letting the Iranians take our embassy for 444 days.
Right.
Fortunately, myself and others, we failed to take the embassy back. We were going to go and do it again, but Carter backed off. It took Henry Kissinger and Ronald Reagan. Kissinger basically went and talked to the Iranians, and he said, remember this man Nixon who bombed Hanoi back to the Stone Age almost? Well, Ronald Reagan is of the same vein, and basically let our people go. And as he was being inaugurated back in January of 1980, our people went on a plane and flew away.
One of the reasons they were afraid that Ronald Reagan was a wild, crazy, uncontrollable cowboy, and that's much the same fear with Donald Trump.
Well, he's not. The military, and this is what people don't understand. The military has plans to do just about everything. I helped draw them up a long, long time ago. The Iranians acted because they think American domestic policy is weak because we have Nancy Pelosi doing her thing. And that's another story. Basically, they acted, President Trump sent a reinforced Marine rifle company into the embassy to back them up. He sent the QRA, an entire brigade battalion from the 82nd Airborne out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. The entire First Combat Brigade is en route. In fact, half of them are already pre-positioned in the Middle East, and that's sending a clear warning to the Iranians: do not mess with the United States. And they decided to go and take Soleimani out, who should have been taken out a long time ago. In fact, there were plans to take Soleimani out many, many, many years ago. They didn't.
Well, from what I understand, Bush's administration had plans to take him out. The Obama administration had plans in place to take him out. Here's the one question I want to ask you, Al, because I know you have contacts clear up into the upper echelons of the American military, and you would know far more about this than I would. In your educated opinion, was this decision done in cooperation with and the encouragement of the U.S. military and the Pentagon, or against their wishes and their desires?
In the Pentagon, I can say that unequivocally. A good friend of mine's with the, let's call him Lou, okay? Lou, he works for the Diplomatic Security Service. Lou is a former Green Beret and all that other stuff that goes on. He would make, if you look at him,
you got to answer my question because we're going to run out of time.
Yes.
Did the Pentagon encourage this and the president did it in cooperation with them, or were they reticent to go along with the president's decision?
No, they're doing this because we have American troops. American fighting men and women, our sons and daughters, who would end up taking an attack from these people.
So this is not a rogue president
doing something without
the support of his own military.
Nobody, none of them can. Neither Obama nor the final decision to go and throw the switch. You put. Trump is a principal, okay? Bush was a principal. Obama was a principal. You lay the facts on the table. It comes down to, do you flip the switch or do you do nothing?
Okay.
And that's what Trump did. Trump said, this is what we do. If I do nothing, this happens. If I do this, we do this, something else will happen. This is coming. People need to understand this.
Okay.
This is coming to our shores.
Well,
people in Congress need to wake up.
Yeah, well, and that's what I wanted to know from you. And again, you know far more than I, because the liberal left is going to say this is a rogue president that acted unilaterally without the support of the military. I didn't think that was the case, and you've confirmed that. Al, always good to talk to you. Thanks for your expertise. Appreciate it. All right, we need to take a break. We'll return with more Bob Burney Live. If you have an opinion, I'd love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE.